Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana, still here. I know I haven't been in a while, but I'm still here. Still excited by doing this podcasting thing, my exit movement, letting go and let God take control. So much is going on and I'm just excited. I hope whatever I say helps somebody, because that's what it's all about. Helping one another, loving one another, and being there for one another. I'm excited. It's so much going on right now. A lot of things are happening across this country. A lot of change is going on. A lot of people are speaking out. It's a lot going on, and I'm excited to be a part of that, because it's time. It's time to stand up and speak out. So that's what I want to talk about for these little snippets. A change is coming. That's what my subject is. A change is coming. The other day, on Sunday, Father's Day, I marched in a rally, which is history, because it was a rally for equality. I live in Bossier City, and right across the bridge, we have a bridge in Shreveport, another city. And that was the first time in history that these two cities came together, marched together for equality and justice. That was what the rally was about. And that was history. And I'm so proud and happy that I was able to do that, and so many others. And it was beautiful because it was black, white, Hispanic, all colors. And we're all on top of that bridge praying and loving and ceasing and talking to one another in peace, trying to make change. And that's what it's about, because this is what it is right now. A change is coming. Sam Cooke couldn't say it better when he made that song. A change is gonna come. And it's coming. Because our young people, they are seeing for the first time the reality of what this world is and how this country was built. And people that have sat on the sidelines for so long are now speaking out. And they're tired of the injustices and all the things that's been going on for black people and other minorities as well. So we are in a change. A change is coming. God said there will be better days. But the question is, are you going to be better when those days come? We got to be better in order to keep on going. We can't continue to be the same people we were, because we're all God's children. He wants us to be better. Our sole purpose on this earth is to help one another, love one another, and do His will. Not to hate, not to kill one another, not to talk down on one another and try to hurt each other. That's not what we're here for, but that's what we're doing. No one should be judged by the color of their skin, or what sexual preference they are, or how they look, what they have, what they don't have, where they live, what kind of job they got, or what kind of car they have. But this is what this world is. This is what society is today. And it's sad that we shouldn't be that way, but we are. The biggest question that most people want to know, especially black people, is what is it about our skin color that is hated? Why? I said this once before, and I have a t-shirt that I made that said, nobody asks to be born the color that they are. When you are born, you don't know what color you are until you are told by your parents. You don't know what color you are. You don't even know what sex you are when you're born. So why is that a problem? God made all colors. If He wanted one race, He would have made one race, but He didn't. He made several, and we're all here, and it's a reason we're here, and we have to get along and love one another. Like I said before, nobody asks to be the color they are, but they are. I didn't ask to be black. Nobody asks to be white or Asian or Hispanic, but here we are in this world. You got Jews, you got Gentiles, you got all this. You had different people in the Bible. God made them, and here we are. But why is it one particular color that is the problem? That is the problem that we're trying to figure out, that we've been trying to figure out for 400 some years. What is it about our skin color that makes people hate us and treat us like we're nothing? But guess what? A change is coming. Because no longer are we sitting back and let this happen. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Who appointed white people or anybody else to say that they are the overseers of the world, that they're supposed to run everything, and they're supposed to have everything and rule everything? We only have one God, and He controls everything. So who made y'all say that y'all supposed to be superior? Nobody. But those are the actions y'all been doing. Those are the things you've been doing all these years to us and other minorities. And it's time to stop it. And it's time for us as black people to stand up and stop taking it. Stop settling for the handouts that they're giving us. Stop sitting silent and thinking that your voice don't count, because it does. Everything that happens in this world, it determines with you and other races as well, because this world can't function without us. We built this country, and we have every right to be here. We didn't have a choice to come here, but we're here. It's our country just like it's anybody else's. Everybody came across the water to this place. The only place that was people that were here were the Indians, and it's time for them to stand up too. It's time for them to get off those reservations and claim what's theirs, because it belonged to them. It's time for everybody to stand up and seek equality, because everybody has a right to be here. There's no certain people. There's no certain nothing. Jesus got on that cross for everybody. He didn't say, I'm just going to die for the people on the left side. The ones on the right, y'all just going to perish. He didn't say that. He died for all of our sins. All of us. Didn't matter what color we was, what sex, none of that. All of us. So, if you call yourself a Christian, and you call yourself, say you love God, then how can you hate? How can you hate? A change is coming. People need to understand, when we say Black Lives Matter, that's the thing, you don't get it. You can't speak and say all lives matter if you hate a black person, or if you hate a Hispanic or Asian person. All lives can't matter if you hate them, because their skin color is different from yours. If you hate, period, that means everybody don't matter to you. So you can't say all lives matter. When we say Black Lives Matter, that means our lives matter. Our lives been mattering since our ancestors came over here. Our lives been mattering ever since we were slaves building this country. Ever since we got beaten and hung and burned alive. Our lives matter. And white people took pictures and made spectacles of it like it was another day in the park. If you can't understand that, then there's something wrong with you. If you can't walk around here and then love everybody, then it's something wrong. You can't say all lives matter. That's the point. If you don't see that, it's something wrong. I mean, we have racism in our own race, which is called colorism. It's so much that needs to change. We got to stop being prejudiced against one another in our own race. Every race has it. Black people, we dislike light-skinned people. Light-skinned people don't like dark people. We talk about each other. We do. We backbite. We do. We killing one another, yes. But every race is doing it. White people the same way. Y'all don't like white people that live in a trailer park. Y'all call them trailer trash. Hispanic people don't like certain Mexicans, Latinos. It's all over. It's just not us. We all have our own problems in all our races. But it's time to stop it. It's time for a change. And a change is coming. This country is being ripped apart because of things that have been swept under the rug for too long. You've lived in this country pretending like slavery and all this stuff didn't happen, which it did. It happened. This is how this country was built, by slaves. Y'all say black people are vicious, that the men will rape and kill the women, but y'all been the only one that's been raping and killing since this country been built. You raped slaves, you killed them, you sold them, you made them have babies for people so you could have healthy, strong men to work on your farms. You sold them. That's what you did. Your masters raped the women. That's what you did. But y'all say that we were violent people. How? How? If you look at statistics, all the serial killers in the world have been white people. You got very few black people that went out there killing folks for the hell of it. But just look at it. But y'all have that notion saying that we are such bad people. That's the notion that you put in your own heads. It wasn't nothing we said. We were taken from a country, our ancestors, where we had our own language, we had our own religion, we had our own culture, and we were forcibly brought to a country we knew nothing about, forced to learn the English language, forced to learn your religion, was given a name, not our name, forced to work and live and have children for people that we didn't know. So who are the vicious people, us or you? That part. And the killing part about it, I hear people say, y'all go back to Africa if you don't like it. Where did you come from? You go back to wherever you came from, because you wasn't born here. Your ancestors came across this water too. We were forced to come over here. So where are we going back to? That part. But like I say, a change is coming. And we got to stick together to change it. And guess what? It ain't gonna be all us black people to do this by ourselves. We got to have white people to come together too. White people got to understand, this is what y'all created. Y'all caused this. And y'all gonna have to be the one to change it just as well as we are in order for things to get better. All we want is just equality. We were forced to come over here. And now that we're here, we just want equal rights to live just like anybody else. What do you think black people want? We love our children just like anybody else. We want our kids to have an education just like anybody else. We want them to prosper and grow and have families and have good jobs and live a good life like anybody else. That's all we want. We don't want to walk into a department store anymore and get followed around because we're black. We want to go to that job and know that we're qualified to be a CEO or a top manager and not get overlooked by the white person that just got hired 2 weeks ago and ain't don't know nothing. We're tired of that. We want equal pay. And it's not just about the color of our skin. Men, women, if I've been on the job long enough and I'm qualified, I want just as much as that white person's making. That's the stuff we're tired of. We have the right to vote. It shouldn't be every 6 years we got to vote to renew the right for black people to vote. That need to stop. Too many people died so we could have that right. But yet still, it's still on the book saying we still got to do this every 6 years to continue to have the right to vote as if we're nothing. That needs to stop. And that's why young people and all black people, y'all need to get out there and vote. Y'all voice do count. It is important. If y'all understood what our ancestors and some of our own family members went through so we could have that right to vote, and we sit here and just let it squander away, it doesn't make sense. I say this all the time. Black people, we got to start doing what the white folks do. You need to start getting educated. Learn your history. Learn about the law. Learn about your rights. Learn. Knowledge is everything. We can walk around here all day and say Black Lives Matter, Black People Matter. Black is beautiful. Black it is. But knowledge is power. And that's how you win, with knowledge. Not just by the color of your skin. You got to learn your knowledge. Start changing things in your neighborhood, in your communities. Start going to your neighborhood meetings, seeing what's going on in your community, fixing your neighborhood up, getting all the drugs and all this stuff out of your neighborhood. Start caring about yourselves, your race, your lives, your friends and family. That's what we got to start doing if we want things to change. We got to start with ourselves first. And I say that all the time in my podcast, That Man in the Mirror. Got to look at that man in the mirror first before we can do anything else. And most importantly, we got to have God in this mix, because we can't do nothing without Him. We can say this all day long, but if we ain't got Him leading the way, it ain't gonna happen. A change is coming, y'all. The atmosphere is changing up and down. Up and down. And God did say better days are coming. But we got to be better when they do come. We got to do better. And we can't continue to sit on the sidelines and continue to let things happen. We got to fight for ourselves. We got to come together. All of us. Not just all Black people, but all of us, to make a difference. Like I said, I was so proud to march in that rally. It was such a beautiful historical moment, because it's history. It's history. And it doesn't stop there just in a march. It's so much has to be done. And when I said at my prayer rally that I put together, we're on a battlefield. We're in a battle for our lives, and we're in a battle for our souls right now. And you got to be willing to stand there on that battlefield and take the hits, take the bruises, and take all of that if you want change to come. Because it's not going to be an easy battle. We can talk all day long about they need to do this and they need to do that, but if you're not willing to get out there on that field to make sure it happens, you can't talk. If you ain't willing to go vote and make a difference, you can't talk. So change is coming, guys. A change is coming. And I hope that we all come together to see this change coming. Because we got to make things better for our children, our grandchildren. As I said before, everything in this world, it matters to us. A lot of people say, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Yes, it does. It has to do how you want to continue to live your life, where you want to live, and what job you want. It has to do with your children, how their lives going to continue to go, what schools they're going to go to, and how they're going to grow up, and your grandchildren too. So you need to step up now if you want things to be better for them, or you want to continue to struggle and go through all this. I don't want to go through this no more. I have 2 sons. I shouldn't have to wake up and worry about them as they go out the house every day. If they're going to come back home to their homes, to their girlfriends, or whatnot. My own father, my brother, my nephew. I shouldn't have to worry about that, even myself. So that has to change. So that's all I want to say for these little snippets, y'all. A change is coming. We got to come together. We got to love one another. We got to unify. Because when you are together as a unit, you are strong. But when you are divided, you are weak. So we got to come together and be strong, guys. And fight this thing and make a change come. Our ancestors started the process. Our parents went through the process. And now my generation, we have to pick up this process and pass it on to our kids to finish it. But we got to do it the right way, together. So I hope whatever I said can encourage somebody, and continue to y'all trust God. Continue. Because this is an exodus right now. When I say my exodus movement, we're going through a movement. We're going through an exodus right now in this country, all over, because things are changing. And we got to fight this fight on this battlefield, and we got to stick with it, and we got to do it together. And it got to start with us first, changing our hearts and minds. And then we can start changing the world. So I hope y'all have a good day. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.